USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist National Poll shows only 36% of Democrat voters want Joe Biden, who reportedly received a record 81 million votes just a year ago, to run for re-election in 2024. In contrast, the poll shows 50% of Republican voters want President Trump to run for re-election in 2024. Biden's approve-disapprove rating is underwater at 44-49. The race for the governor's seat remains tight as Election Day approaches, but GOP candidate Glenn Youngkin will come out ahead, Representative Rob Whitman said on Newsmax Monday.
Glenn Youngkin prevails. He's been able to really capture the concerns out in the community, whether it's concerns about what's happening with our education system, concerns about where our economy is going, concerns about public safety.
This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98. And they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
American Airlines struggled to fix its operation, but still canceled more than 350 flights on Monday as disruptions caused by staffing shortages at the big carrier continued for a fourth straight day. Monday's performance was an improvement over Sunday, when American scrubbed more than 1,000 flights, more than one-third of its schedule, according to tracking service FlightAware. We on Gravitas, a popular primetime show in India, exposed in a recent episode how Pfizer bullies and blackmails countries for shots and took a hard line in the push for profit.
Pfizer is silencing governments. How? Through contracts. These airtight contracts are at the center of everything. They can silence governments in ways you can't even imagine.
The contracts show how Pfizer can stop countries from speaking about its contract, block vaccine donations, unilaterally change delivery schedules, and demand public assets as collateral. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin on the Democrats' spending bills.
A key Democratic senator says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage isn't a good idea.
Holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for reconciliation bill.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin saying he won't support the larger bill without understanding how it impacts Americans and the economy. Manchin claiming he has worked in good faith with top Democratic leaders, including Biden, and he won't negotiate in the public eye. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A new digital driver's license is currently in the works in Utah and other states. The program will include your driver's license information and your COVID-19 status. Chris Karras, the director of Utah's driver's license division, says this will be tracked by the government and available to government employees.
We wanted to make sure the technology was at a place that it really could facilitate that level of security. And we believe that it's at that stage now. The mobile credential lets you facilitate the transaction, but only share what's necessary for it so that you get some control back over your data.
An apartment building collapsed in Nigeria's largest city on Monday, leaving 3 people dead and dozens missing. People at the scene in Lagos were angry with officials after they said rescue efforts did not begin for hours after the collapse, according to the Associated Press. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.